yesterday, the sugya, beginning of the third parak in Sukkah, with regard to Ruach HaGazel, and the fact that it's puzzled, the Gemara's Medayik, not just in Yom Tov Rishon, which is where you need Lachem, but even Yom Tov Sheni, and that would be based on Mitzvah Babavera. That is a pasuk in Malachi that we use to learn out Gazel Dumi de Pisach. But we saw in that same Gemara there's a dissenting view, Yitzchak ben Achmeni HaMashmuel, that the Mishnah is discussing only Yom Tov Rishon. And as far as Yom Tov Sheni, says the Gemara, Mitoch Yotzi B'Shol Yotzi Nami B'Gazel. Exactly what is the Machokas based on? So according to many Rishonim, it would seem that the second sheet that disagrees with the whole Yisod of Mitzvah Bavera, that would be one way to understand the Machokas. Tosis here, however, in Sukkah Daf Lamed, says that it's only over here that this sheet holds that Yotze the Gazel, because we're talking about a Mitzvah Drabanan. The rest of Yantif is only Din Drabanan, based on Tekan Yochim Zakai. So there's no Sukkah Mitzvah Bavera. I wanted to share an interesting pshat that I saw in the Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara, which is another interesting Yisod Benogia Mitzvah Bavera. The Lashna Gemara is Mitoch Yotze B'Sha'ul Yotze B'Gazel. So why does he phrase it that way? You want to say that Yotze on the Yom Tov Sheni, where there's no problem of Lachem, so the only issue that you could consider is Mitzvah Bavera, if he doesn't agree with that halacha, either at all or because it happens to be Yom Tov Sheni, just to Rabbanan. Why does he have to phrase it because Yotze B'Shal? I mean, what is that relevant? It's just a way of saying that you don't need Lachem, but why do you have to say it that way? If you don't need Lachem, then all you have left is any possibility of Mitzvah Bavera. If you don't agree, you don't agree with it. So that's all. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say an interesting Pshat in the Gemara, and he bases it, Dafka, on something that you find in Tosfos on the same Amud. However, I think he takes it a step further than Tosis. That's why Tosis himself didn't learn Pshat this way. Tosis learns Pshat the way he says, because it's a Din D'Rabbanan. But what is the Yisod that he brings from Tosis? Take a look. Tosis on Daf Lamed, the top Tosis that we started reading yesterday. Tosis says, Mishum Dav Mitzvah Bavavera. So Tosis points out, number one, that the Din Mitzvah Bavavera is a Din D'Oraisa. And therefore, the diuk of lachem lahotzi es hasha'ul ves hagazel is not needed for gazel, because gazel you anyway know is pasul based on mitzvah bavera. You need it for shaul. That's the first part of Tosis. The raya from bracha we didn't understand fully what the raya is, but that was Tosis' position. The next part of Tosis, he asks the kasha v'im toma, l'kamon the paslinan luv shel asherah v'shel ir nidachas. You see, the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions a lot of cases of Tzulin, of Lulav HaGazel Vayavesh. It also says, Asherah V'Shalir Anidachas. So if you have a Lulav coming from an Asherah tree, or from Ir Anidachas, which has all the Rechush there has to get burnt, so that's Pasul for Mitzvah's Lulav. The Gemara explains, why is that no good? The Gemara says, because of the rule called Ketuthei Mechtas Shiurei. The Mechtas Shiurei. When something is Omid L'Sveifa, then it's viewed as if it doesn't have a Shiur. In other words, since it's Omid L'Sveifa, we view it as one organic unit. We see it as if it's just, everything is disintegrated, it's like it's just molecules. Imagine if you have molecules, there's nothing that's Machaberit, right? Because it's Omid L'Sveifa, it's meant to be burnt, it's Asr Bahanah. So when you have something which is Asr Bahanah, it's Omid L'Sveifa, so then to the extent that there's a Halach of Shiur, you lack a shear because it's not viewed as holding together. That's the rule called Ketute Mechtes Shiure. So Tosis asks, what do you need to come on to that reason? Why you can't be Yotzei with Lulav Shal Asheira V'Shal Yanidachas because of the idea of Omei L'Sreifa Ketute Mechtes Shiure Tepik Lei Mishum Mitzvah Babavera. That's Tosis Kash. You have another reason. It's Mitzvah Babavera because you're using a lulav from a tree that was worshipped. There was an avera done with this lulav when it was on the tree, or in idachas. In idachas, the whole is associated with avera. And I'm totally asking from idachas as well, or only from ashera. Here, the worship was on the tree, so you can see that this thing was a chetzah shel avera. any dachas. It's just that it belonged to people who worship at Buddha's Zara. So I don't know if Tosis was asking for me any dachas. You have to look at the Mefarshim. With Chorah, the Kasha would be more from Ashera. But Lemaisa, what do you need the reason of Ketut Mechtes Shiurei by Ashera Mitzvah Babavere? V'yesh Lomar Delo Dami. It's not the same as what we have over here by Lulav HaGazel. Lo Dami LeGazel. Demachmas Averas HaGazel Bo HaMitzvah Sheyotze Bo. How did you get your Lulav? You have your Lulav, you do your Kichas Lulav, but it was through the Gezel enabled the mitzvah. That was the hechatimtza to have the mitzvah. In other words, you got it through Gezel, and now you want to be yotze mitzvah lulav, ukachtem lachem with the Gezel, with the lulav agazel. That's where it's a problem that you can use the avera as a siba for the mitzvah. Avohani atu machmas avera shenasis bo min nafik bay. It's not that the because of the avera you're being yotze. Lashon Tosis here is mashma that both of them. He's speaking about both of them because hani. Sounds like he's asking Masher and Irindachas. You have to know Tosis Kasha would have been from Irindachas as well, in the Kasha at least. But he's saying that the Avera that was involved in worshipping the Ashera or the Avodah Zarah of the Irindachas, that wasn't what in any way was a reason, a basis that allowed you to have the mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is only made possible because of the Gezel. There the mitzvah is not made possible because of the Avera. So it's true. One thing is nothing with the other. It wasn't a vera, good, but now it's a mitzvah. One was not a siba for the other. This is Tosis Teretz. Zakta Pnei Yeshua, interesting thing. There is a sheet in the Gemara we just started with, Yitzchak ben Achamenia Meshmuel, that holds, Mitoch sheyotze b'sha'ul, yotze b'gazel. So what's the pshat? Does he dismiss the whole idea of a vera? That's what some Rishonim hold. Tosis says, no, only over here because it's the Rabbanan. Says in Pnei Yeshua, no, it's specific over here, and the Lashon is very meduyik. Because Avada Shmuel holds mitzvah b'avera is a psul even by drabanas, not a tosis. But he holds the loshach mitzvah b'avera ela hecha the efshar lasus hamitzvah imloi de'avera. It's only a problem if you couldn't have done the mitzvah without the avera. Dikahai gavet chasvatosis le'el. By the case of Asherah. But Shmuel goes a step further. He says, Begazlin Gufa, you can also extend this far of Tosus to Gazel as well. Tosus was machal between Gazel and Asherah, near Nidachas. That there, it didn't come through their Vera. The mitzvah didn't come through their Vera. Here it did. It says the Pnei Yeshua Pshat in the other Shita is that Mitoch Sheyotze B'Sha'ol Yotze B'Gazel. In other words, you didn't have to steal it, you could have borrowed it. What is he saying? When it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, Mitoch Sheyotze B'Sha'ol, you don't have to, when you take this thing from the other person, you don't have to be mechavin to be konet. Let's say you took it al menas lehachzir, this thing that you quote unquote stole, this lulav that you stole, you had the daya to return it right away. So you're borrowing it. Yotze. You'd be Yotze. So it comes out, the fact that you went beyond that and you had in mind to be konet, to steal it, but that element of the gzela in this act, that wasn't critical and indispensable to do the mitzvah. Because you could have done the mitzvah just mitzad being shoel it, not being gozel it. And the fact that you were miskaven leknosa, that's incidental to the avera, to the mitzvah. That's not necessary for the mitzvah. That's why the Lashon HaGemara is very meduyak, he says. Mitoch sheyotze b'sha'ol yotze b'gozel. It's an interesting pshat, another way to read the Gemara. Okay, so I wanted to start with that. Let's continue with where we were yesterday. So we talked about Lulav HaGazel, and then we ran to the Kasha of Tosis and Daftes. We saw the Sugya Daftes mentions the Drasha of Sukkah Gezula. We saw also the Sugya Chav Zayin, that with Machokes, Rav Elezer and the Chachamim, whether you're Yotze with Sheula by a Sukkah. We saw the Chachamim hold, based on a Drasha called Esach B'Yisrael, Yeshua Sukkos, that you don't need to be your Sukkah. It could be Sheula. But there's still a problem of Sukkah Gezula. The cases we'll soon see exactly on Daf Lamed Aleph. But meanwhile, we have a Psul Sukkah Gezula. Fektosis Akasha Daftes. So why do you need a new halacha midoraisa, learning out of the pasuk of Lecha, Pasuk Lecha, that Pasuk Sukkah Gezula, we should know it's Pasuk because Mitzvah Babaver. It far as lochem is concerned, by lulav, you can't ask a kasha, why do you need lochem? Because you need lochem to mice. Shol is also pasul, not just gazel. But as far as sukkah, where shol is kasher, what do you need the drasha of lucha? So Tosus gave the famous teretz that mitzvah baba ver is only psul drabana, not psul deraisa, so you need the Torah because with deraisa it would be no problem, except that you have a problem now with sukkah gazel. Yesterday we were Mayrach, the Minchas Chinuch has his interesting suggestion to answer Tosus Kasha that you need the Sukkah Gzula to pass the Chetz of the Etzem to be considered that as if you ate Chutz for Sukkah, and we were Mefalpo in that and see how you could disagree. That was another Teretz, another interesting Inyan that we went into yesterday. Let's look at the Ritva. The Ritva is on Daf Tes, but there's also Ritva Daf Gamed Aleph where he brings his Kasha as well. We'll see more Svaris that relate to this Inyan. We should have it here, right? And I want to be medayik something interesting as far as what exactly is the nature of this halacha of sukkah gzula. Let's understand. Why is it that sukkah gzula is pasul, whereas sukkah she'ula is kasher? How do we understand it? Echari, you don't need lachem, right? Because you see shaul is good. And yet gzula, lacha is my gzula. So how do we understand this halacha? What is the nature of the gzeiros hakasher? Okay, says the Ritva, Hadam Rinan Ahu Mebayule Lamiute Sukkah Gzula, right? See it? Davtes? Tmiya Milsa Halamli Kra Tepigay Dahavi Mitzvah Bavera, Kedamin Bekarban Belulav. Right? By carbon we have Xeris Akasuv. That's no good if it's Mitzvah Bavera. So by Lulav, Gazudumit Biseach. What do you need? The Sukkah Gzula. The Tirtzubitosis. Now here he brings an answer that is not an Awatosis, a new Yisod. You're going to hear these Sfaras out there, now you know a little bit where it's benched. I think Rabbi Hirsch wrote a piece in the YU Torah to go on this Yisod that we're now reading in the Ritva, and he quoted there Rav Zolti, has a whole Mahalach with Hopshat, and Miyashav, all kinds of kashas with this Inyan, which is a Mokar, is in the Ritva B'Shem Tosis, this Inyan. Tirtza betosus the lekha lemeimar mitzvah ba ba'avera elo bedavar haba leratzos kikarban velulav avelo b'shamitzus. In other words, a new mahalach, a new idea. Mitzvah ba ba'avera is specific to something that has a carbon quality to it. Remember, where do you have it? You have it by carbon, and you have it by lulav. So apparently, lulav has an inyan of ritzui. Carbon is always about ritzui. Ritzui is a sense of some kind of a kapara idea. Apparently, lulav is the same thing. Lulav, you could say, why is lulav ritzui? You could say a few things here. Why is lulav considered ritzui? So the Gemara says, when you shake the lulav, it's to be to help that the tal should be good tal. Tal and roim and ruchos roos. There's a certain sense of creates ritzui in the world. But also because it's a form of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Oz Yirano Atzei Yor, Mar learns out that this is like through the Dalet Minim, we're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we say Hallel together with the Dalet Minim. So that's also in Yina Brit, so with the special tfilos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are accompanying the Lukichas Dalet Minim. It could be also, that's also part of Yina Brit. So there's a certain carbon-like quality to Dalet Minim. And mitzvah b'avera is a soul only when you're talking about the realm of mitzvahs that burn for ritzu. That is the yisod that the Ritva is saying over here, v'shem tosas, and therefore comes to sukkah, you wouldn't automatically apply such an idea of mitzvah b'avera. So you need a new zeres hakasuv of l'cha l'mute gzula. Now the Ritva asks on this, he doesn't like this, because he brings v'leisa, there's Yerushalmi that also extends the psalm of Avera to matzah. Gabi matzah gzula. No, l'chara matzah, you're not going to be able to call a mitzvah ritzui, really, right? It's not. It's lulav, okay, but not. He wouldn't say it by sukkah, nor you say it by matzah either. And yet, we see by matzah gzula, there's a promise of Avera. So you see, it's not just an inyan of ritzui. Here the Ritva is trying to preempt what our Tosis and Daftes says, that's only Dindra Banan. So he says, that it's a din d'oraisa. It could be, it means because Yerushalmi brings a pasuk Eila HaMitzvos. It's a different drasha than what we have in our Gemara. Eila HaMitzvos, by the end of the Chukosai, if you do the mitzvos right, then it gets credit. Otherwise, if it's done by Veira, it doesn't count. So it's a different drasha. It's a drasha from the Chumash, not from Navi. So that's what he means, Muchach Sas, unless it's an Asmachta, but Muchach Sas, because it's a drasha from Chumash. That's what he means over there. Okay, so we're back to Akasha. So the Chora, what do you need a pasuk of Sukkah Gzula, Tepele Mitzvah Bavera? He doesn't like the answer reason. Yeshloma Danan has to Shmur Kaiman, the Lesser Mitzvah Bavera. Mishim Hachi, Yitzchir Chilkra, Lemiyutik Zula. So we have Shmuel, you have to see that Sugya Dav test, but the Gemara was talking within Shita Shmuel about whatever it's discussing, about Tvi Lishma, by Tzitzis. But Shmuel, Dafka, is the one who holds a Daf Lamed, that your Yotzei on Yom Tov Sheni with Gazel. We talk to Yotzei Vishal Yotzei be Gazel. How did the Ritva understand that? Not the way Tosis said, only because it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, not like the Teshuas Pshat, it's a Mechudish Tekapshat. The Ritva took it to mean that he does not agree with this halacha of above there. So according to Shmuel, you need a drasha, Sukkah Gzula, because you don't have anything else. Yeah, that's one tense. Inami, maybe you could say that feel kuyaminami yitzchak. Really, even according to everyone who holds mitzvah there, you still need a pasuk of Sukkah Gzula. Mishum, the beluav asarachmana gazul vishol. Right? By lulav, the Torah even prohibited use of a lulav that's shol, right? Because of lachem. V'chazin on gabi sukkah, the shay rachmana. But we see by sukkah that you don't need lachem, right? Because the Torah is marbe, even if you're not owning a shavah pruta. V'chazin esach v'yisrael yeshu basukkah. S'mam ko yisrael ruin yeshu basukkah achas. That's what the chachamim learn out. So therefore, given the fact that we see by sukkah that the Torah specifically told me you don't need lachem, have a salkedaitach, I would have said the huadin the sharik zula. So I would say that the Torah might also permit what gezula v'lo chash mishum mitzvah b'aveira kimish in the balaratzos. Interesting. So he's reviving that svara of Ritzu. So you would say that maybe I have a havamina to think that you see that what show is okay, so maybe gzula is also okay, and it won't, and the Torah would be teaching me by telling me that sukkah shu'ula is okay, that it's also okay to have gzula, because it's not a pamitza b'aveira, because it's not l'ratzos. K'mash malon, l'cha, shalcha, l'mi'ute gezula. What lies in the k'mash malon? Listen carefully, amazing ritva. K'mash malon, the what? That filu b'davash in about l'ratzos, ika mishum mitzvah b'aveira. Now we're both saying, what do you see in this ritva? According to his teretz, now to his kasha. At the end of the day, why is there a problem of sukkah gzula, Rabbi Osei, according to this ritva and afkes? Why? What is the bottom line problem? What does it come down to? Mitzvah b'aveira. And even though it's not l'ratzos, but nevertheless, it's still a problem. Why do you need the pasuk? Let us know mitzvah b'aveira, and that'll be the reason. The answer is, yeah, but you see the Torah's matir she'ula. So I would have now this new havamina, that when you don't have l'ratzos, there's no mitzvah b'aveira. I would say maybe gzula is also okay. So hagufa, what lies in gzeras hakasuv of sukkah gzula, that mitzvah b'aveira, even by sukkah, even though shol is okay, but gzula is not okay, because mitzvah b'aveira, even though it's not l'ratzos. And this that we say by matzah, that we have such a halacha, would only be because we know from sukkah that mitzvah b'aveira, even though it's not l'ratzos. So even though he rejected Tosu's answer, which sounded like the bottom line, there is no problem from Avera when it's not l'ratzos, and you need a new Gzeres HaKasuv, which is its own halacha, independent of Avera. That he didn't like because we see by Matz as well. But what he ends up using, Tosa Svara, is at least for the Havamina, that you wouldn't have a problem by Sukkah, because I would argue that if it's not l'ratzos, there's no problem from Avera, Kamash Balan, there is a problem from Avera, even when it's not l'ratzos. And that's good for what lies in Gzeres HaKasuv. So it comes out, at the end of the day, mitzvah b'aveira does apply all the time. But you need sukkah, the sukkah chalam yutik zula, in order to teach that to us that there is in fact a problem of avera. Nonetheless, it's not a problem of lecha b'haraya shul is okay, but mitzvah b'avera would be the problem. That's how it comes out from the ritva. Okay, interesting mahalach. Yeah, let's look at daf lamed aleph, and we'll see the ritva there as well. The Ritva here quotes a little bit from the Gemara Daf Daf. Maybe we'll stay with the Ritva here for a minute, because he's going to give us a heads up on what we're going to see in Daf Daf Daf. So let's look already here. It's very interesting in Yonim that come out by Sukkah Gzula. V'hai Sukkah Gzula de Pasli Hocha. Lo yadina mai ninu. I don't know what the case is, because as follows. The Ibisha hotzi chaver misukaso. If it means that what happened? You forced somebody out of his sukkah. You went to somebody's house, he has a sukkah on his porch, and you force him out, and you sit in the sukkah and sukkahs. So hakaimon karka ein exelus. There's no chalos gzela takes place on karka. Karka is not nitfas gzela. Karka is wherever it is, it still belongs to the person. You didn't steal the person's karka. V'havili sukkah she'ula. So it's still in a category of she'ula. But it doesn't become sukkah gzula now. The last limits of Avera. Kevin Dilo Kanya Kao, Bishusi Demari, you say. It still belongs to the person. You never took it out of his rishus. It belongs to him, yeah?
By definition, the sukkah is like temporary and movable.
No. That's if it's not movable. But now we're talking about if Rashi's going to say the example of Agola, you'll see. But right now, if it's on the ground, it's Mechuber, the karka. Mechuber, the karka, has to be like karka. The Imbisha Gazel Eitzin, another Eitzin, another possibility. He stole wood, the Sichich Behem. We'll see the Gemara Tamid Aleph deals with this. What if you took wood and you made schach out of stolen wood? So now you have made your sukkah, right? Your schach is stolen schach. Or beams, whatever, it's funnels. How kaima run or hasam nami the ksheira. So the Gemara is going to say in Tamid Aleph, that's okay, because I mean a big Gemara, like we say in the sukkah there. But he itza the sabcham rabban, the sukkah gzua, yisubi, the chacham rabban, the sukkah gzua, vam rabbanan, piyasayi, mitzvah Nachman said there. She's just screaming, engelot me itzim bilbad. All he has to do is pay for the wood. We'll see the sukkah in a second. The halacha is a chamin, a special takana, takana sashavim, not to require somebody to have to demolish the sukkah. So they pay money, they can sit in the sukkah. The hanacham, so the best pshat is to say like this, the hecha de gazel etzim sichich behem, midarais the sukkah gzula. When you steal eitzim, you make schach, you make a sukkah out of it. It's a sukkah gzula, you're not kona, because it's not yet shina rishus, it's still in your rishus. The chachamim give you a takana. Takanas marish is a takana that somebody builds with something that he stole, and he puts it into a big building, and now if he'd have to return the be'en, there was no shinui that took place in the plank or the board, he'd have to demolish the whole building, and he'd be deterred from doing it. So they made a takanas marish that you can give the money instead of giving the chefetz itself, which you're still obligated to pay. That's a takanas hashavin, takanas marish. Kedisa perik, the perik hanisakim is in Gittin. So what he has your perik what? It's in Gittin, that's where it is. Yeah. So now, it's also in Perek Gimel Sukkah, it's quoted. We'll see it there. Hilkach Sukkah Ksheri Himid Rabbanim to have to base in Hafker. The Engel Nigzal at Meitz and Bovat. To Midoraisa, you need the Pasuk for that case. Mid Rabbanim, you might see Yotze. Midoraisa, you would have that problem. Sukkah Gzula, one case. It's on a ship or on a wagon. Shimi to tell us that's movable. The kiyotz b'zeh she'in nigzala. Kipirish Rashi though. That's Rashi Menach Lamed Aleph. Nimzu gimel dina b'davar. So you have three categories according to Ritva. Sukkah asuya b'karka en nigzula filu daraisa. So then nothing changed. It's not sukkah gzula at all. It's like she'ula. Gazel eitzem b'sichich behen ena pasul midivreim. But the Rabbanan, it's okay. But the Rice, it's a problem. But the Rabbanan, they said, you're Yotze. We consider it to be your money. And to tell us, if it's a sukkah on a wagon or a boat, psua gami zebor. Now let's see Daf Lamed Aleph. You know what Rav was talking about? Let's see the sugya of Daf Lamed Aleph. Top of the Amud, second line, Tan Rabbanan, sukkah gzula. And together with this, the Brice has another case. Also very interesting at Benugel Maisa, you know. You see sometimes you walk in the streets, a sukkah that's on the sidewalk, in front of a store shop. So exactly, is that okay? Not okay? What do you make of a sukkah b'shus harab? Does it have a kashrus of a sukkah or not? Can you make a bracha? Not simple. Sukkah gzua, ha-mesachich b'shus ha-rabim, ha-belez ha-posel ha-machshirin. What's going on? It's machokes tonight. Omer of Nachman, machokes b'shetokev eschaber v'otzio misukasa. Where is this machokes? If you force the guy out of the sukkah, you need to own your sukkah. So here, it's no better than Shaul, and Shaul is no good. If you would say kaka is nixelis, then sukkah gzuli. So then for sure it's no good. The e nami kaka in nixelis, which is how we hold, sukkah shuli. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, no way, no choice about it. If you force somebody out of the sukkah and you ate there, you're not yotze. However, Rabbanu l'tamayu. The Chachamim disagree. The Amri Adam Yotzei Dechabasa B'Sukkasa Shechavero. We had that in Daf Chav Zayin. The Chachamim hold that you could be Yotzei with someone else's Sukkah. The Kaka Ein Nigzeles. The Sukkah She'ulei. So therefore, there's Machokes in that case whether you're Yotzei. The Chachamim would say you are Yotzei. However, says the Gemara, Avol, Gazel Eitzim V'Sichich Behen, if you stole wood and you made Schach out of it, everyone agrees all you owe is the value of the wood, and you are therefore Yotzei with the sukkah. Rashi says, go just in this Rashi. Avo gazel eitzim v'sichich bahen ein zulo gzula v'lo she'ula. Now here Rashi says for a couple of reasons. Because when you made a sukkah with it, you were now kona with shinui. Shinui maisa, you changed the form of the wood. Shinui Hashem, which has a new name now, it's now part of its structure. Takanas Hashavim means a chachamim say you don't have to pay the chayfetz, you can pay money. That's the Mishnah we'll see soon in Gittin about this. Rashi now asked the Kash Udarminan Perkayashi in the Mod Rabban Bigzula. So what case of Chum agree would be a problem? It says Rashi, Rabbi goes with Sukkah Mechuber Sukkah Karka, Velo begozu Eitzin. Ela begozu Sukkah Slib Rosh HaGolah, Rosh HaSvina, Dihat from Nixeles. She'ena Mechuber Sukkah Karka, Ve'ena Lo Bahach Zidamim, El Kemoshi Benuya, the income from Takanas HaShavim, Sherilo Torach Alei Lev Nosa. Takanas HaShavim means you put an effort to take the thing you stole and you built it and you put an effort. Now you're going to have to demolish it and undo everything you did. Chum say, you know what? We want to encourage tshuva, just pay money. But if it's already formed already. You just took the sukkah that's made by the other guy, so then you have to return. Be'en. So then you're not yotzei. That would be a din, deraisa. So, gazel eitzim sichich ben hadirachu en ledmei eitzim v'rad min mayim itan dumi d'rishu sarabim ma'ashu sarabim karka d'rab didei sukkah nami lav karka dideihu. Now a story in the Gemara, Hayi Safta, there was a woman that started coming to Rav Nachman. She comes before Nachman to complain. Amalei, Reish Galusa v'kol Rabbanon, the Exilarch and all the Chachamim, the Bei Reish Galusa that are associated with this institution, they're all in a sukkah gzula, a sukkah gzula v'yasvi. So that's what she's complaining about. They stole, the servants of Reish Galusa were tough people, and they stole wood from me, and they made a sukkah, and they're all enjoying the sukkah. She was crying, complaining, they wanted her wood back. Nobody paid attention to her. Rav Nachman, so what happened now? So then she says, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was very close to the Reish Galusa. He was a dayan for the basement of the Reish Galusa, so he did not, Rav Nachman did not pay attention. Amrale, she said the following. Itza dahavale lavua tras na'a v'tamni svi avdi. Savcha kamaychu. The father, Avram Avinu, had, the Pasuk says, 318 yilidei beiso, right, helpers. And she's saying, no, so, you have to do something. She's connecting herself to Avraham Avinu. Again, Savcha Kamaychu, it's not just me. He's crying to you. This woman needs her wood back, and I come from Avraham Avinu. This mashal is interesting. The mashal is talking about what's she trying to bring up Avraham Avinu in exactly. Anyway, V'lo'eskechisa, when you're paying attention to me, to her. So Rav Nachman still was not impressed. Amar Rav Nachman pe'isa hida. She's just making noise. The engel ad me'etzin bilvad. The din is, all they owe you is the money for the wood. They don't have to pay you the wood. That's because of takaras hashavah. Continue. Amar Ravina, another gemara. Haik shur de metalalta, a board of a sukkah. The gzula that became stolen and was made part of a sukkah. Avdele rabbanan takanta mishum takonas marish. Okay, what's this takonas marish? Look at Rashi. V'lo arminan enkan hefzeh meruba v'yistah sukkas de mitzvah mashvei l'choshim v'kimin kevitz l'si. What is the Mishnah say in Gittin? There's a bunch of Mishnayos in the fifth parak in Parak HaNezakin in Gittin about takonas ha'olam. Different takonas were made. Daf Nun Hei says, V'al ha'morish ha'gazol she'benao bibira, stolen plank that was built in a big structure, she'yito es damav, mipnei takonas ha'shovim. The takona was that the nigzal doesn't have a right to claim the morish itself, even though it's physically still present. But since effort was exerted to build it as part of a structure, so now he just gets money, doesn't get the actual binyan, board. Marish is a korah, but bira is a bayis gadol. Takanas hashavim shema tamatzvicha lekakea biraso. You're going to force the guy to demolish his whole big structure. Lahachzim marish atzmo yimna milasas tshuva. Okay, says Ravina. So that would apply here by sukkah as well. The same way we talk about you stole eitzim and you made a sukkah out of it. You don't have to break down the sukkah. You can just pay eitzim to make eitzim and you can be yotzi your sukkah. It's not called a sukkah gzula. The Rabbanan, that's what they said. So too, says Ravina, in the case of Marish. Right? Abdu Rabbanan, takanta mishum takanas Marish. In fact, Marpshita, what's the chidush? We know about takanas Marish. So, and why is it different from Eitzim? Aishna me Eitzim. We just got finished with Eitzim that we said Gazel Eitzim Engle El Adamin. So it should be the same thing. My answer is Mao Ditema Eitzim Shchichi. Avol Hai Lo Shchicha. Eim Lo. Kamash Malon. So what would you think? Eitzim Shchichi, it's easy to get Liknos Bidamin. Therefore, Takanas HaShavim, the Chum did not require you to pay the Eitzim themselves. Because the nigzal could take the wood, the nigzal could buy more wood with the money. However, haylo shchicha. So maybe kamash malon hani mili digo shiva, avol basa shiva hada be'ene. That's only within sukkis. But after sukkis, what's the halacha? You have to give it back. V'chiba betina, if he attached it with cement, afilu achas shiva nami yav ledami. Then even after sukkis, he only has to give him money. Rashi says, before me, takonis marish, v'lo aminan, ein kan hefzid meruba, not such a big loss, v'yister sukkaso. No, the mitzvah mashvili ko shiva kibinim keva. The fact that it's a mitzvah, it has a status of binyan keva, so what's in the halacha? The halacha is that he's yotzei with this sukkah. Rav Bolo say, think about the implications. He has to pay money. What if he doesn't pay the money? So now what happens with, was he yotzei of the mitzvah? So what happens if it comes after sukkahs? He doesn't pay, he never was yotzei. Let's say he says, I'm going to pay tomorrow. So is that also a reason not to be yotzei right now? Or as long as he's intending to pay, it's good enough? Like, where do you draw the line exactly? You know, this person's kiyum mitzvah sukkah is now dependent on his complying with the takanas hashavim that says that we're not going to make you give the be'en, we have to keep that, we give money. So exactly how does that play out? And why doesn't this become mitzvah b'avera? How did this get around? So every time you have sukkah gzula, you have yiyush. The Gemara says, but mitzvah b'avera. How does this overcome what would otherwise been the obvious problem of Baba Vera? What is Takaras HaShavim going to help to be kind of Mr. Sukkah? What's going on here? It's a lot to think about. Look at the Ritva here at Daf Lamed Aleph. The couple of things that we're going to see that we saw already in the Ritva, and a couple of things that are new. Okay, so first of all, Tan Rabban Sukkah Gzula V'Asikna, the Prigi V'Shetokam Shchaber Basim Misukasot, Rav Elezer, Sava Kaka En Exelas, Sukkah Sh'ulehi, Enam Yotzi B'Sukkah Shula, V'Aban Savi Am Yotzi B'Sukkah Shula. V'Ekshe B'Toslos, here brings the Kasha that we already saw in Daf Tes, in Toslos. Kivan Shetokam Shchaber Ha'ika Mitzvah Baba Vera. He quotes again that same thing that we saw earlier quoted in Daf Tes, the Tirits Du Amina Mitzvah Vera El B'Davah Shubalo Ratzos. Kigon, here it brings another thing in the list. Karban, what else does he mention? That he didn't see at Daf Tes. Karban, shofar, v'lua, the kayos of him. Mitzvah b'aveir with shofar. How would that be? If it will be the case of shofar? What happened? Stole a shofar. There's a Rambam on this. The Rambam says that it wouldn't be called mitzvah b'aveir because ein b'kol din gezel. The mitzvah is the shmia, not the chefza of the shofar. Sounds in this ritva not that way. And it's called Loratzos, obviously because it's part of the union of tefillah, and the whole union of Shofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be appeased, and it should create a ratzon that we should have a good din. Kigon karban shofar v'lulav kayotzibem. Kayotzibem, you have to know what he means by that. Is matzah count? I don't think so. What's kayotzibem? What else? Karban shofar v'lulav. Avol sukkah she'en baritzo yileka mishim mitzvah b'aveira. V'lo nira. W. Shalmi Chashu Matzah Shel Tevel, Matzah Gzula. Two examples by Matzah. Now he mentions Matzah Shel Tevel or Matzah Gzula, Mishim Mitzvah Bavek, the Kehuda Kasib Nahasa. Ava Anachon Dahacha, Kivin de Lokane Le Klal, Ubishusa de Mara Isa, Veina Mitzvah Motziyasa Mishus Bailem, Ulchashiva Mitzvah Bavera. Areu Ki Ilo Haisa Sada di Alma Gzula Bishuso, Shabi Shaver, Biyado, Ena Sukhana Selis Bekach, Ken Yeruli. So what is he saying? You threw a person out of his sukkah. What does he mean, Rabbi Osei? What is he saying? The problem of sukkah gzula has to be mitzvah b'aveira, but this is not a mitzvah b'aveira. Why? Because karka ain't an exelus. So it's still be'etz from his. There was no aveir of geza. There was no kinyan of geza. That's one ritva. Let's go to the next one. Avagozel etzim sichich behem engel d'me etzim pirish. Afagav d'me deraisa psula. Midaraisa, it's no good as a soka. Dalek ala yirish below kanye. Hashta the tikkun rabbanan begozel morish ubno bebira de kanile v'nosin dam lebailin. There's a takan of morish. Morish is a board. Hari ha'etzem ha'elush asichech kinuyim lo midrabban mitakan of morish. What did takan of morish do? It gave you bailus on those etzim. And what's left on your end? What do you have to do? What do you have to make restitution on with money? So you owe money. But who owns the sukkah? You own the sukkah. What do we ask? We both say, what was our kasha? What happened to what? Mitzvah b'aveira. How does we overcome that by marish, by the case of the gozel etzim? What happened to the mitzvah b'aveira problem? V'leka nami, v'shem mitzvah b'aveira, that hakaninu mikami mitzvah. You completely acquired it before the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not coming together with the aveira. The mitzvah, you already okon it. Now you did the mitzvah. What about lulav? Yeah?
Didn't the kinyan come from the aveira?
The kinyan with the chachamim gave it to you. The chacham made it yours. But that's not so simple. It's a mil kashuli from Haishitasa, according to this, what just said. Lomali lemichtav krom yitig zula. Back to our question, what do you need a pasuk to tell me gzula is no good? Tepelim shemitzvah b'aveira. The kohecha de lo konili mikami mitzvah. If you weren't konit before the mitzvah, havigazo, haik mishemitzvah b'aveira. So bishlomalulav lo kashuli. It's brich lachem l'mutisho. El gabi sukkah she ikshera b'shula kralu mitigzu lamali. Kasha, we end up test. What do you need the meat of lecha? The Yeshlomar, here again we saw, like we saw Daf Tes, Tehi Gufa Kamashmu and Kra. That's Gufa the Chiddush HaPasuk. Tasa Lecha Mishalcha Ki Hechi Delo Tehevi Mitzvah Bavera. Why would I think it's better here? Sankadai Techamina Dlo Chashin and Laha B'Sukkah She'ena Bolaratzos. So there's no problem by Sukkah because it's not Laratzos. Kamash Malan. Okay, so what you have in this mitzva is a few things that we saw already in terms of the yisod of the drash of lecha, it's to tell me it's mitzvah b'aveira. But the Ritva is saying, the Chachamim gave you the kinyan before the mitzvah was done, and that's why it's better. This is not as pashut as it sounds. We're not getting to Rabbeinu Tam in the read there, but according to some Rishonim, Tosfos, that's still probably the Baba Be'er. Now you have to know, according to that shita, what's the answer to this kasha. You're going to have to say something more. That maybe Takanas Marish, which is the Chachamim, who are giving it to Hefker Beis and Hefker, is better than what would otherwise have been, let's say, Yirush. If you hold Umashu, Yirush is counted by itself. So, you are Kona before. Yirush is Kona. If you hold, let's say, by Hegdish, you have a carbon, you steal a carbon, and you Magdish it. Or an animal, you Magdish it. So, what gave you the bias? If you hold, you need Yirush plus Shini Rishus, then it's the Hegdish itself that gives you the Bais, and that's the Karba. So that's Mitzvah Baver. But if you were to hold that Yirush is Kona by itself, so you Kona before you Magdish it. So what's wrong? Elamai, it's still Mitzvah Baver. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. This is it's mentioned a few different toses in Gittin and Hay, it's mentioned in Merubah, in Samach Zayin, in Bava Kam, and also here in Daf Lamed in Sukkah. So according to that, there's still, even when you're Kone beforehand, there's still Mitzvah Baver problem. So now you're going to have to come back to this Kasha. Where does Marish make it any better? So Chacham said it's yours, but it's still Mitzvah Baver. Take a look at another Ritva here that's relevant. Bahani Mil Begoz Zayin, only within 7 days of Sukkot, Avobasa Zayin Pir Shelo Kibel Mimenu Hanigzal Bebezden means to complain ad l'basar achag. That means that the person did not demand payment till after yontif. Kibel is to complain. Osho wrote salamtin mursi, or he's willing to wait. Osho niskavin ligzo mursi achag, or he didn't intend to steal till then. Halav achi, afa pi shelo paro ad achag, hakfar kno'o v'dam bilvadu chayiv lo. Kedmuchach nam b'hibdud Rav Nachman, shoi chivu lefro le'alter. What if he demanded payment during Chag and you're not paying? Are you Yotze Sukkah or not Yotze Sukkah? So I want to show you just a little bit of this, and there's a lot we could talk about. Just look at the Mishnah Bura on these two halachas. You see some of these details emerging. We have two siman in the Shulchan Aruch that deal with Sukkah Gzula and Lulav HaGazel, right? So which one should we do first? No? What? So it's all good. Let's do that. Okay, Tafresh Lamed Zayin. See, three Sifim, all right? Sif Aleph. You want to say you see it? One of the pages might be a little cut off by you, so I'll have to read it carefully, the end of the lines, okay? Misha lo asa sukkah. No, this is, you don't need a Sif Aleph. Let's go on. Okay, Sif Beis, this says, Yotzim b'sukkah she'ula. Good. We hold the halacha, you can have a sukkah she'ula. Gimel, Siv Gimel, Sukkah Gzula Kshera, Sukkah Gzula Kshera. Ketzad, what would be a case that's Kshera? Again, we have a miut, so the miut is limited to a certain case. But other than that, Sukkah Gzula Kshera. What's the case? He go in Ketzad, Takaf Al Chaveiro Vehotzio Me Sukkaso Ugzala liyasha ba yatsa. Shena kaka nixelis. Okay. So you threw somebody out of a sukkah, you can be yotze. Again, should you make a bracha? Should you do this? That's another discussion. I'm coming to that. Haga. But does that mean you should go use someone else's sukkah without their permission? Certainly if you're intending to steal it. You should make a sukkah in land that belongs to the public. Skip a little bit to the next part of the Machaber. Then Gazel Eitzim, V'asa Mehem Sukkah, you stole wood. Afa Bishalo Chibron, you didn't attach it. V'lo Shina Ben Kum, you didn't make a shinui in it. It's still the same wood. Yatsa, why? Tatkonas Chachamim, She'en Labal Ha'eitzim, Elad Me Eitzim Bilbad. He can't demand his wood back. He just gets money back. Avom, Gazel Sukkah, Hasli Brosh, Hasvina Brosh Ha'galad. It's Rashi's examples. V'yashaba lo yatsa. That's the mirror of the Torah. But the other cases, either midaraisa wouldn't be a sukkah gzula, or at least midrabanan, the Chum said, you're fine. Takanas hashavin. But what case is lo yatsa? In the case where you stole a sukkah that's on a boat or on a wagon. Tosis brings, the Rambam brings another example based on Tosis. There's Tosis near in Daf Lamed Aleph. Hu adinim, Ruben bana sukkah bekarka shimon. Ruben built a sukkah in someone else's karka, the Shimon took up as Ruben, and Shimon, who owns that karka, forces Ruben out, the Gazel Sukkaso Abnu Bekarka Shilo, and stole the sukkah that Ruben made in his Rishus, in Shimon's Rishus, Lo Yatsaba, in Kanta Kanas Hashavim, Ho Velo Torach Ba Velo Tzilo Latzos. Because in this case, Shimon did not expend any money here. So you can't use the Takanas Hashavim to allow Shimon to be Yotze. So the Takanas Hashavim is limited to where you spent money with the eitzim that you stole to make it to a sukkah. That's where we let you be yotze and just pay the money. Let's see some of the Mishnah Berurah here. It's a lot of interesting diyunim that come up. So start off with Sivkat and Zayin. Sukkah gzula kshera. Interesting way to phrase it. We read Gemaras. L'chal miyutei gzula. Has a machaber star. Sukkah gzula kshera. I understand. I read the Gemara. It says pasul, right? No. It's limited in context. Dr. Mishtabura, Ena Lasha Meduktak, Kokach. The Hadashinan, Nidhsev Chaka Sukkos Tasachal Miutek Zula. Ela Rotsaloma, the Gzua Kahai, she talk about Chaber Motsio, that's Kshera. Why? She Ena Kakan Exelis, this is what you were pointing out before. The Chom Machubel Kaka Reoke Karka. If it's on the ground, it has a din of karka. It's basically like it were borrowed. It's not called gzula. Interesting here, they bring in Dirshu, an interesting chiddush in the Chazon Ish. If you're sitting in someone else's sukkah chavero at the gzela, so it says a yotze, right? But you have a yotze, right? The Chazon Ish says that's only if the Bailim is not makbid on the yeshiva, he's only makbid on the gzelas ha-sukkah. So say sukkah, kaka in the gzelas. But let's say the Bailim is makbid on the yeshiva that he's in his chatzah. Then you're gazel on his shtamshus of the kaka she'en ha-shelo, and therefore it's like your yoshev is sukkah gezula. Chiddush. I don't know. The Chazchinuch. In other words, his pay that you shouldn't be there, that could be ma'akev in your kima mitzvah. He says there's two issues. His pay on the sukkah, that you took my sukkah, so that kaka in exelis, it's still your sukkah, I didn't steal it, I'm borrowing it. Kaka in exelis. But if I'm ma'akev on the yeshiva that you're there, that could be a that's chiddush of the chazur dish that he brings. Shalom idaito. So shalom idaito means he didn't know about it. L'chatchilo, you shouldn't be in someone else's sukkah, shalom idaito. Shema bala sukkah, hu makbid al zeh. Shalom, he doesn't want, shalom yira chavero sa sukkah, v'sachiloso v'idiyoso, he doesn't want to see with his business. Omela einachin levarach aleha. So he shouldn't make a bracha, avo mutter, l'ikonis v'leishim b'sus chavero b'shosh in bala sukkah, shalom b'sukkoso. If he's not present, shabade lo yakbid al zeh. People are not going to mind, v'nicha le'elina shalom in mitzvah monei, if you can use my money for mitzvah, good. B'kom malkam, after shiyovo bala sukkah, bo'ot shalushan, he might come While he's there after Beis Haknisa, Eino Sham Lo Yikonis Lo Midaito Ki Efsher Shabal Bash Is Bayish Ki Yikonis Lecha Lasa Seis Hakacha Befanav. He's not going to want to come when you're there. So if you know your friend, your neighbor went away for the first days of Sukkot, okay? So Lecha Maisa, okay? You can basically assume that they'll be okay with you using the Sukkah. You're not coming. They're not coming back till after the Chalamayit. That's what it sounds like. Better to get rishus, obviously, but that's kaka in exile. The custom is okay. Then he brings the Kor Yaakov. He got rishus from his wife. It's also good enough. Shehisha Rabin. This is a big shaila in its own right. Just to be aware of it. Custom Magen Avraham. Sarach Iyun. That people make sukkahs and rishus a rabin. Know what do you say? Everyone is mochel. Yeah, but what about the non-Jews? What about the authorities? So hella the asubi time the last sukkah rishus a rabin. Magen Avraham is very machmir. The Akam Roy Machli. But the Yemen might be kosher, but you can make a bracha vatola. And then Eliyahu Rabbah defends it. He could make not bracha vatola. In Engel Acheres, Mutal Baruch Aleh, Chaim Yitzhak, if my Mardukai, a big discussion about this Indian of Sukkah Bishus Aram. That's a separate category, maybe within the notion of Sukkah Gzula. Let's go over to Sukkotan Yud Gimel. Or Yudala rather, Ein Osin. This is Tezvav rather. Takanas Hashavim. Tezvav. So he took wood and he made it into a sukkah. He didn't attach it, didn't change it, its form. You don't have to pay back the eitzim, you just have to give money. Yatsa Shetakanas, Kein Tzarach Lomar, Shetakanas, not Takanas, Shetakanas. After midiraisa psulei, so lomaisa. If a person steals wood and makes a sukkah out of it, didn't change the form of the eitzim, midiraisa, you're not yotze. Sukkah gzula. Right? Nevertheless, I feel mirtzel shan before eitzim, even though it's prepared to pay the wood. But you owe the eitzim, not the wood. Tzarach lister abinyan. You have to demolish what you built. Ulahashiv hagzela balav. Return hagzela. Mikol makom, kvar tiknu chachamim, kidei sheyirtzu b'nei adam lasis tshuva. Amazing idea. The Chachamim said, in order to not discourage people doing tshuva, she'ena mishamu elad me'etzim v'dayo. How does it work? V'yesh koach b'yadim lasuz. How does it work? How can do that? How could they have you be yotze a sukkah that midaraisa and not your sukkah? It's a sukkah gzula. Hefker based in hefker. Memela, imkein, memela, so if you pay him afterwards the value of the wood, you own the sukkah. Now a couple of interesting ha'aras I found here in the Deir Shul on this. Okay, so first of all, you could demolish. Let's say it's before sukkahs. Still, you could still demolish the sukkahs. Not sukkahs. Do you have to? Are you still able to keep it up and have it for sukkahs, or do you have to demolish it before sukkahs? What do you think? So he brings with Maram Shik, you're not mechayiv to demolish it and build a new sukkah. You can rely on Takanas Hashavim lechatchila even before sukkahs. You stole the sukkah before Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, I imagine, you can steal a sukkah, okay? We'll figure. All right. Maybe after Yom Kippur he steals the sukkah, right? Okay. And then it's 4 days till, 3-4 days till sukkahs. New. He put his effort in, he has to build, he took the wood, made it into a sukkah. Zell, I'm sorry, I can keep it up. I'll pay you the money for the wood. But it's my wood. I want the wood back. No, Takanas Hashem. We just had Yom Kippur. See? Hashem wants tshuva. The Chacham said, they want me to do tshuva. So I'm keeping the sukkah up. I'm giving you money. That's the halacha. Even before sukkahs, you don't have to demolish and build a new sukkah. That's the Meram Shik. And then he has a discussion about if you took schach from a non-Jew, so, and you made a sukkah out of it. So is it kosher? Because what's the shayla? Takanas Hashavim, you could say, is by gzeil from a Jew. But gzeilas nachri, would you say hefker based in hefker on money of a non-Jew or on money of a Jew? How far hefker based in hefker go? To make a non-Jew's money Jewish money? Or only Jewish money? Then again, Jews, hefker based in hefker. So that's a shayla, but also a big discussion about this, whether it would work if you stole from a non-Jew. That's that Indian. Okay. And let's go on to next cotton. The May Aitzin. The Eno Rotsa Lassis May Aitzin Lo Yatsa. You don't want to pay your value, the value of the wood? Comes out, the same situation. You're talking about Yotze. Look at the Sharat Siyu and Chag days. That's the Magen Avraham. If you don't want to, Oshar Achron, right? If you don't want to pay the money of the wood, you're not Yotze. The Omer Sheyitin Hadam. I'll pay you the money. Rak Shematcheyu Miyom El Yom. Each day, tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. The only license to keep the sukkah and allow yourself to be Yotze is because you're going to pay the Dmei Eitz. That was the Kanef Hashav. You keep pushing him off. Yotze, Dal Kol Panim Halohu Min Hashavim. Okay, my son, I'm agreeing to pay. Let's say I tell Bishum Ofen, I'm not paying you anything. For you, there's no takaras hashavim. So you have to comply. You have to show that you're doing tshuva, that you're going to give the money. Okay, then you get to keep the sukkah. And you be yotze with the sukkah. It's interesting how chazal, like, the sukkah becomes your sukkah because of takaras hashavim. You have to show that you're going to go the route of tshuva. Okay, then you have the case of the agala. Avod gazel sukkah, the azi atzman exelis. She'ena mechubal karka. It's on a boat. It's on a boat or on a wagon. The ena lo v'hachzer damim el kmos shehi benuya. You have to give it as is. Ein kan takan sashavim. And why? Why not takan sashavim? Shemei lo tarach alev nosa. You didn't build it yourself. It was already built on the sukkah, on the boat. V'lo tzeh la atzal. Sukkah gzula. He's actually gzula. Lo yatsa dechsev chag asukas tasser chash shivas yamin lemiut egzula drabi shalcha. Now comes an interesting question. By here it's also nagir by lulav. What about somebody else? So now we have the case that is a sukkah gzula. What's the case of sukkah gzula that is a problem? You stole a sukkah that's on a gola, or on a svina, so it's not karka in exelis. It's not mechubal karka, and it's not takanas hashavim because it's already made. It's already set up. You didn't make it. So no takanas hashavim. So you can't be Yotze, but somebody else. Well, but somebody else. Can they be Yotze with the sukkah gzua that you stole? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Mashm Dibra Garavam, the Af Acherim, She Yashbu Gabkin, Lo Yotze De Chavasam, De Lo Havi Lecha. Chida Shad Dibra Garavam, Anias Daiti, Tzarech Iyun Bazeh, Ayin Bir Halacha. Big Shaila. He's not sure. He thinks maybe other people, for them it's not gzula. So you see the bir halacha here. It's a couple of bir halachas. A few things. Okay, let's do this one first. Maybe we'll go back afterwards. Lo yatsa ayin mishnah berurah shekasavnu da'af acherim sheyash bagabkin lo yatsu midiv machzeh shekel shemidayit magen avram. Meshekasav ayin reisim and tafesh memtes. This is going to be a segue to resh memtes that we had. Lulav Agazel, you're not Yotze. What about somebody else? So the Mishnah Magen Avraham sends us to look over there. Tafish Vemtes says the Machzeh Shekel. Kavanas of Magen Avraham is that here too, the other person is not Yotze in the sukkah that you stole. And he has died the Ein Zebor. What's the difference? The Chasam the Lulav the Kaspatora Lachem Bein Lachem Mamish Shehe Shalom Beetzem the Pasul Afiu Shaul. It's no better than Shaul than Yotzev Yomisha. So if we're talking the first day, no question about it, that the other guy is not going to be any better than the Gazan, because you have a problem of Lachet. See, that's different. There, of course, nobody's Yotzev on the first day, even the other guy who didn't steal it. Masha'enki besukka de la'asra tor rak gazel v'lo Shaul. Who's not Yotze by sukkah gzula? The Gazan. Someone else? Yeah. Rabbi said, what would you say according to the Ritva, who understood the pshat in the drush of sukkah gzula? How did the Ritva both in daftes and daf lamed aleph? How did he types the pshat? What's the pshat in the Zeres HaKasim? What lies in the Zeres HaKasim? What's the term machadish?
Sukkah itself is
possible. No. Then the Ritva says that it's considered, even though it's not l'ratzos, it still becomes a problem of mitzvah babavera. That's how the Ritva understood the gzeres hakas. So what would you say in this situation for somebody else?
It's not a babavera.
What?
It's not a babavera.
Chor by him, it's not mitzvah babavera. But here, you can well, it depends on the chakir of yesterday. If mitzvah babavera is the pshat, in the gavra it's not b'mekayim a mitzvah, like the mitzvah chinuch, then I would argue that the Gavra, who did the Aveira, he was the Gazan, he can't get credit. He can't get credit for mitzvah if the same thing is calling out you did a bad thing with this. But if it's, so then you can say somebody else, there's no problem because somebody else, that issue does not relate to it. He didn't do the aveira. So why can't he get credit? But if we would understand the pshat from the aveira the way we said at the end of Shir yesterday, if you argued Milchus Chinuch, that the Milchus Chinuch wanted to say that the psul of Sukkah Gzula is to make the chefza. Mitzvah b'aveira is not the chefza. According to Ritva, even the Xeris HaKasim comes down to mitzvah b'aveira. No, so it's not going to be more than every mitzvah b'aveira. But if every mitzvah b'aveira is the chefza, so if the chefza is tainted for a mitzvah, then it could be it's tainted even for somebody else as well. The chefza is a chefza that aveira was done with it. So it could mean a gain to somebody else. So chara, you have to start with the mitzvah, but then you have to clear mitzvah b'aveira itself. That could be some of the lumdus that could be part of this question. Yeah, so he continues with this Indian also. Then, if you just take another peek, maybe we'll go to Tefesh Mites in a second, look at the earlier piece in the Pir Halacha. Yatsa Shetakanas Chachamim. This is by the case of the Takanas Eitz and Takanas Hashavim. The Meshiv Lo Sheyatin Arachasukas. Let's say the guy wants his money, if either aids him with the money, he says, I'll pay you after Sukkot. Now you're going to sit in the Sukkot for Sukkot, not having paid the Dmei Eitzim. Or better yet, no. He says, after Sukkot, I'll give you the wood. I have to demolish the Sukkot anyway, right? I'll demolish the Sukkot and give you the wood. But I'm not giving you the money. But I'll give you the wood, but after Sukkot. Can I be Yotzei in that Sukkot on Sukkot, where the Takanas Hashavim said that you can pay money and then keep the sukkah, the yotzei with the sukkah. But you don't want to pay money. You want to pay the eitzim, but not now, after sukkahs. That's the shnushah. What do you think? I'll pay you the eitzim, but after sukkahs, and I want to be yotzei sukkah right now. Takanas Hashavim said that by paying the money of the eitzim, that's your hashavah. So we discussed, if you say, I'll pay you tomorrow, okay, also good. I want to be a shav, I'll give you tomorrow, the next day. I'm not giving you the money. I'm giving you the eitzim after Sukkot. Meanwhile, I want to use the sukkah, the yotzei on Sukkot. That's the shayla here. The meishim was sheyabdu nach Sukkot, out of the v'yashivu ha'gzeva be'ed. Mistarva de'lo yotz, that's how to be a lacha. Why? Shavehu achsha mishamish bam v'gzeva. I'm going to pay you with money for the Eitzim. I'm Rina Sharban. The Chachamim took away the Issa Gzela by saying, you'll pay with money, that will count as your Hashavah. Master Shekel said, if he keeps pushing him off, that's good enough. So see, he thinks maybe if it's good enough if you keep pushing him off to pay the money, so if I'll pay you the Eitzim after Sukkot, it should be no worse than saying I'll pay you tomorrow the money. And he keeps pushing him off day to day. So he says, Yesh L'chalek, meaning what's better? It's better if I say I'll pay you the money tomorrow. He keeps saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But here, I'm not going to give you money. I'm giving you the Eitzim after Sukkot. That could be worse. Yesh L'chalek. So he wants to tie in that Bir Halacha, he's not Yotze. So a lot of interesting details within this Takanas Hashavim issue. And now we began to talk about what about Gozo got me somebody else. Let's turn a little bit to Tafesh Memtes, where the issue comes up. There's really, you have to start with the following issue. When is there a psul of Gozo by Lulav? Hence who you hold like. Is it Paso Yom Tov Sheni? Because the Mitzvah Baver is only Paso Yom Tov Isham. So it's a little bit unclear from the Machaber because of what might be a steer between Sif Aleph and Sif Hey. Take a look in Sif Aleph, the Lashna Machaber. Kol Abba Bahaminim, Sulim, the Gazel, the Ganav, he's calling like the Lashna Rambam, and also in Sif Hei, you'll see. Ben Lefneyish Ben Lachayush, Abba Gazel Uknal Belosiyu HaMitzvah, Kigon Gazel Lula Vishipahu Kasher, the Kani Bishune Maisa. That means that there was a full Kenyan before any mitzvah was performed. Miwa Yivarach Alav. Yesh Misha Omer, Dilo Nifsal here. Yesh Misha Omer, Dilo Nifsal, Gazo the Ganov, Elo the Ganov, Gazan Atzmo. Avlachirim Kosher, Bishar Hayomim, Chutzmi Yom Rishon. Now, what is the Mashmati from the Machaber? The Yesh Misha Omer, that for other people, it would be Kosher, Bishar Hayomim. What is that for you? Bashar Yamin? No good. Why? Why? It's not Lechem, Lechem. It's over there. Says Ramah. Now look at Sif Hey. Hold this, look at Sif Hey. Kol Elu Shamanu is based on Lashon HaRambam. Kol Elu Shamanu, Shem Psuu Ibnei Mumin Shabiyarnu, Om Ibnei Gezel Ugneva, V'yom Tov HaRishon Bilvad, Avo B'shar Yomin HaKol Kasher, HaKol Kasher. Ramah, Hagav Yesh Posim B'Gazel Kol Sheva Yomin, V'achi Nahug. So what does it sound like from the Mechaber and Sif Hey? That the Psuu Gazel, together with all the others, are only knowing when? On day one. The Ramah comments, the Yesh Posim B'Gazel Kosher. So everyone struggles here. What's going on here? In Sif Hey's Mashmei holds that not like the Gemara's Rav Yochanan Shem Yochai, but something like the other Madama, the Shmuel's Shita, that there's no problem with Yomtiv Sheni of Gazel. And the Ramah comments, Yesh Posim B'Gazel Kosher B'Yamin. From the Sif Aleph, he says, Yesh Misha Omer, that it's okay for Acherim B'Shar HaYamin, when you only B'Lechem. But for you, B'Shar HaYamin is no good. It's a steer in the Mechaber. It's a big shout, Mishnah Bura. Struggles with it. Look at Sivkat and Lamed here. In the middle of the piece of Sivkat and Lamed, the Kasha. Umasha Kasaf. Umasha Kasaf, Negezo, Gnevi, Yom Tavishon, Taimo, Kimen, the Yom Tavishen, Hudrabanan, Mutter, Hagazo, Api, Damitza, Babavera. The Kasha, the Besif Aleph, Kamar, the Onifso, Ganov, the Gazo, O Ganov, Gazan, Asmo. But for other people, it's okay. When is it okay for other people? On the rest of Yantiv, the first day, it's not Lechem. But for you, it's possible even on the other days. Muchach Sham, that feel Yom Tavisheni. That's the steer in the Mechab. But Betir, it's Magan Avram, the Hasan Rakli, and Lechatchila, So the Magen Avraham seems to say that in the Chinami, the Mechaber holds at least b'di'evad, there would be a heter, there'd be kasher for you the rest of Yantif. But others want to say that really the Mechaber is just quoting the Rambam here, and he just throws in Gezel because of the aga of the others. But really the Mechaber holds otherwise. Look at the Bir Halacha. If Negezo Geneva, I Mishnah Bura, Mashik Hasavnu, the Kasha, the Besif Aleph, Kamar, the Tiri, Samogan Avram, Umati Huda, Kasav, Niz Daiti, the Besif Aleph, his Kalashim Sul, Mashbid the Yevit, Yosef Sarachomar, the Hach, the Gezo Geneva, Shigras, Lishna, Nakala Bes Yosef, Ukidinas, they threw it, it's really extra. The Tafas Lashon Aramam, Kitsuraso, the Ikara, whom is in the Achilop, the Machal, Ben Psuya Mumin, Ubem Sule, Sharon Yonim, Shemishum Abodazara, and therefore, that which the Ramah adds is only benagei the Rambam, but not on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef doesn't argue on the Ramah in this regard. He's just trying to comment because of the Lashon Rambam. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Look again at the beginning of the Simen. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out. Sifkat Zayin. What we just said. El Ganav Gazan Atzmo. Sifkat Zayin. Muchach Mizeh. The das ha-machaber, the agazin, ain't a yotzi afil b'shara yomim. The lo be'in lachem. Batam, the haveli mitzvah b'aveira. So that means that he's, not like when Magen Avraham was mashma, but like he said in the Bir Halacha, that the machaber really doesn't mean to paskin like Shmuel, but he holds like there is a psul mitzvah b'aveira, but nevertheless, there's a yesh misha omer. That for the other people, it would be okay. And that's the Shaila by Sukkah Gezula as well. Would it be okay for other people? What about a bracha? Bracha is another discussion. You have to look at this, some of this on your own, because you'll see there's a lot of interesting details here. How do we hold? Do we hold that other people would be able to make a bracha? If it's Gezula? So that's a whole discussion here in Sivkot and Cheskel. Okay, how he puts it. Hinei, Maide Machmirin Gab Yacherim, must be Ayru Lefnei Yiyush, because otherwise it's theirs, because of Yiyush B'Shini B'Shus. V'lachem Amrachman V'Hai Rabbi Did Hu. Who? V'afilu Achim B'Shar Yomim V'Acherim Shari. The Sviru Lola Yesh Omer. What's the issue? Do we say mitzvah b'aveira legabe acherim? That's the nekuda here. Do we take the promise there and extend it to acherim? So they hold the loshach mitzvah b'aveira legabe acherim. She'em lo gizaluhu. They did not steal. So we brought in lam this year. What we want to say could be, right, that would be the shayla, if it's in the tzadachefza, mitzvah the gavra, and by sukkah gzula, the Tzibah says it could be. It's also together mitzvah b'aveira, but it could begin totally in that issue. Ein magen avram ze bi shema mochamos ye chol geze be daito da af gab ye achem shem lo gzalu af yoch kim she achem etz lo nikne etz lam shehu efne yiyosh da geze tachas yadamu it's still geze it's no yiyosh yet shech gabal gab mitzvah bavei ve inav yotzin bo you have to know what the pshat of Ramban is it's because of mitzvah bavei shech bedem or because it's also on some level a shayel of lachem even on Yom Tov Sheni you have to know how to be magged to this Ramban. The Akin Das Magen Avram Shelo Hakel Bezeh Vebele Rabba Kasa Yesh Yismach Hakel Ki Yesh Omen After God of the Gazan Atzma Das Kama Postum Shisov and Dibashay Yom Yotze Behen. After all, there are those who are matir even for the Gazan on Shara Yom. So let's not go as far as going into other people as well to make it possible. The Gama Gra Mashma Shemitzadi La Halacha Ki Yesh Misha Omer Mil Koze Urakin Yilatzik Bo Ava Levarich Olav Gam La Gra Asa Levarich Olav. That's the highest standard. Bracha is a definition. Bracha is more of a chumrah. So even those who say yoyotze, begazel, b'shara yamin, by the other people, or even some shita say even you, it could be that only b'nagir b'yotze, but not b'nagir the bracha. The Gemara in Tainus talks about the tshuva of Anshei Nineveh. Anshei Nineveh did tshuva, and one of the main averis there was gezel, right? Gezel. And it says in the pasuk that they did tshuva, Minachomas Hashem bekapehem. Minachomas Hashem bekapehem. So the Gemara says in Daf Tezayin here, Minachomas Hashem bekapehem. What does it mean? Amas Shmuel, Afilu Gazal Morish, Ubenao Bibira, Mekakea Kol Habira Kula, Umachzim Morish Ubaolav. Ad Kedekach, the Chomim Mir Takanas Hashavim. They don't have to demolish your structure. You just give the money. What did Anshei Nineveh do? If they had a stolen marish, they would demolish the structure and they'd return the marish of Olive. The Indian of Gezel, I mean, we don't think about it so much, but Chazal have strong words to say, Ruban the Gezel. Don't even realize how far it goes. There's a story that they bring from Avchaim Volozhiner that they say the story is very credible because the Shom Shfadron heard it from Eliel Apian, who heard it from Av Hirsch, who heard it from Av Simcha Zissel, who heard it from Yisrael Salanter. We heard it from Mitzvah Bibra Zunda, we heard it from Chaim Volozhiner. But if you go, everyone in the line is certainly with a reputation. So, of Chaim Volozhiner's yeshiva and Volozhin, there was Nebuch, a young bacher who was nifter when he was young. Very hush of a poor person, as we'll see. So, they used to have learning going on 24-7, always Kol Torah and Beis Mebish, day and night. Of Chaim would sometimes go at night to the yeshiva to see how the learning was going, to hear people learn, to shep nachas. One night after chatzos, after midnight, he comes into the yeshiva within shiva of this bacher. Suddenly opens his eyes, he sees there he is, the nifter, standing in front of him in the hall of the yeshiva. Chaim apparently he held his composure. He just asked him, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You were nifter a few days ago." So the bacher says, "I came to ask the yeshiva a favor for me." "What are you asking? What can I do for you?" He says, "I came into the Olam HaElyon and they opened all the gates for me. The Malachim came to greet me. They were going to give me whoever it was to take me to Gan Eden. Suddenly, there's a Malach didn't want to let me go into Gan Eden. Why? Avon Gezela. What Gezela? Maisa Shahayak HaChaya. Once when he was leaving yeshiva to go home, he was escorted with a friend of his to the train station. They got to the train station, and suddenly this bacher remembered that he owed the woman who they stayed overnight in an inn, and he owed her a small amount, 7 groschen, a few small amount of money that he never paid her for the night that they stayed over. So he stuck his hand in his pocket, he took out the amount of money, he gave it to his friend, he says, "Do me a favor, please go to that woman and you'll pay her what I owe you." So sure enough, what happened is his friend forgot about it. It's just a small amount of money. It wasn't a big deal. He forgot about it. So meanwhile, he left the world. He still owed that money. Because of that, he was not let into Gan Eden. Avon Gezela Biyado. He owed that money. He said, it wasn't my fault. I sent it to somebody. So it was a taina. So they said, okay, because of that taina, will give you an opportunity to go back down to this world and to fix it. So he came to Rav Chaim Volozhiner to please arrange to have the money paid back. Rav Chaim says, okay, let me get the information from you. Who's the woman? What's her address? I'll take care of it. Lech b'shalom, and he's disappeared. That's the story. Rav Chaim was not, you see, he didn't faint, he didn't anything. You see, Rav Chaim Volozhiner is godless also, like, but that's the story. So he says, that was what Shalom Shabbat said, that's what we say in the Ila, twice, L'man nechtal mi'oshek yadeinu. We should be held back from averos of oshek yadeinu, which is gezel. In other words, gezel is mamish, an avera that you never realize how much a person can pay a price for that. You have to, you know, to be naki from gezel is a tremendous madrega. See, we're discussing these nyanim of takanas ha'shavim and gezel. In a broader sense, though, the Rav used to say in one of his drushes, I found that Moshe says it as well, the reason why we stress gezel here is because, in a way, every avera is a form of gezel. Every avera is taking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the kochos that we have to use for mitzvos, the kochos in terms of our intellect, in terms of our abilities, that we can talk and we can speak and we can walk and everything that we can do. And when we misuse those kochos in ways that were not appropriate, to do the wrong thing, so it's not just the avera per se that we did, Rahman al-Islam, but the fact that we betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he gave us, it's on loan for us, we have abilities. Tefillah Zaka brings this point out very, very well, going through all the different parts of the body and different hargation that we have and different abilities, and when we misuse what was given to us, and Hashem, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain way that's also a form of gezel. So it's important to think about the concept of gezel, both in terms of the physical sense and in a more obvious sense, and even in terms of more subtle ways, gezel shena, all kinds of things, we don't even realize that we could be somehow nichshol and some anaf of gezel. And in the broader sense, every avera in a certain way is taken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. We should be able to zochet to have the hakara of what we have and the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We should be able to use them well. We should have a slicha, mechil, a kapar, and yom kippur, and machasim, a tova, shnas chayim, and shalom.